has started. This is the day that the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell. I reside on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And I tell you, we are excited and delighted to have each and every one of you this morning. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you. We honor you. We praise your holy and righteous name. Truly, you are the God of our salvation. Oh, we thank you for being the rock, for being the I am, for being the King of kings and Lord of lords. We thank you, Father, for being El Shaddai all by yourself. And we glorify you, O God, for the spirit of truth ruling and reigning this morning. We thank you, Father, that you allowed us to come into your presence with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise, blessing your holy and righteous name. We thank you, O God, for the woman of God, the person that's going to come forth this morning and minister to us this day, Lord God. We're going to rejoice. We're going to be glad because we know we got an anointed word coming forth. We thank you for blessing her going out, blessing her coming in. We thank you, Father, that it will no longer be that person, but it will be you, the Spirit of the living God, giving us what we need this morning. And, Father, we will sup. We will hear. We will adhere to your word, and we will be doers of your word and not hearers only. We thank you, O God, that your word is true. And, Father God, we thank you for watching over your word to perform it. Continue to bless Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton. Continue to bless Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Continue to bless each and every person on this call, O God. Oh, Lord, let this day be a day like never before. And we give your name glory. We give your name praise, O God, because truly we are seeking your face daily, knowing that you will anoint us to do your will and your way. In the matchless name of Jesus, we say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for Artist Life. Thank you, oh God, for every person in that community, oh God, in that business, oh God. We thank you, Father, for Papa Diaz de Leon, Mama Diaz de Leon, Alejandro and Elvia. Thank you, oh God, for blessing each and every person, Father God, that's ministering to your people, Father God, with the health and wellness products. We ask you, Father, to have your way this day, because this is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say hallelujah and amen. I will now turn it over to our host. Host, are you there?
Can you hear me, Minister Brenda?
I can hear you loud and clear, woman of God. God bless you. Take it away.
God bless you, too, and good morning to you, and thank you for greeting us this morning and starting our day with that powerful prayer. And that wonderful tag, We Will Rejoice Wednesday. And to Minister Sharon, you sung the heavens down this morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. My name is Keisha Lee, and I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio, and I welcome each and every one of you to the Master's Call on this morning. And I ask the Lord to bless you in a mighty special way on today. This call got started in October 2010 by the co-founders Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. The foundational scripture is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We have a website that you can visit at any time. The website is www.themasterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on the site as well as the bios of our speakers. Theme for the year is in 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me, individually and corporately, will clearly be seen. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, a host, or share word from the Lord, you may even have a prayer request and or a praise report, please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. Dr. Vanessa or Prayer General Brenda Terrell will contact you. This phenomenal company, Artist International, was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 29 years ago, and we are now Artist Life that has the best products to help the world become healthier. The new morning motivational calls are held Monday through Friday right after this call. A team of great leaders and experts are giving vital information on the benefits of our wonderful artist products. That number is 712-770-4005. PIN is 294-617#. That's 712-770-4005. PIN is 294-617#. The bypass number, if needed, is 716-293-9707. Well, today is Awareness Wednesday, and it's hosted by the dynamic duo Diamond Presidents, Reggie and Victoria Flanagan. And the topic on today will be prostate cancer. So we're asking each and every one that's on the line today to jump right on over and get the information that's needed for someone today. We thank you for this month of June, and we're just saying happy birthday to anyone that has a birthday this month from the Master's Call. God bless you. And at this time, I would like to take the time to read a little bio of the speaker of today, who is Minister Tiffany P. Lauderdale. She's the daughter of Ural and Patricia Lauderdale. She is the middle child, having an older sister, Yvette, and a younger brother, Aaron. She is single, saved, and satisfied with Jesus. She is the mother of one son, Kalon Taj Williams, and is currently employed by the city of Culver City in the transportation department. Tiffany is also a transformation professional with the Christian-based health and wellness company, Artist Life. She is an active member of Faithful Central Bible Church in Inglewood, California, under the leadership of Bishop Kenneth Omer. Minister Tiffany is encouraging, training, and raising her son, Kalon, to be in the army of God, according to the scripture, Proverbs 22:6. Minister Tiffany understands that the Master Call has blessed her with the opportunity to not only mature in her spiritual calling, but to also grow as a woman seeking God's Jeremiah 29:11 plan for her life. Her favorite scripture is Psalms 34:19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. So right now I'm asking that you prepare your hearts and your minds right now to receive this fire, this word that's coming from on high from this beautiful woman of a God, and that is Minister Tiffany P. Lauderdale. Are you on the line, Minister Tiffany?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, and you can take it away.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Minister Keisha, for that introduction. Thank you so much for hosting us this morning in excellence. May God continue to elevate you as he continues to bless you. To Minister Brenda Henry Terrell out there in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, thank you so much for greeting us this morning and for seating us today and just carrying on this morning in the joy of the Lord and for giving us our tag for this Wednesday. We will rejoice Wednesday, no matter what is going on. We will rejoice because the Lord has made us glad. Hallelujah. Minister Sharon, thank you. Songbird, for coming in this morning and bringing us into the presence of God with that powerful song, on-time song this morning. This is the day, today, the 12th day of June 2019. This day is the day that God has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Why are we going to rejoice? Because he makes us glad each and every single day that we're able to get up. So praise God for each of you and for each of you who have dialed into the Master's Call. Thank you for being here. I heard Kathy Stamps out here in California with me. Kathy, thank you. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. You don't even know how that makes my heart feel right now. I am rejoicing on the inside, not only on the inside, but yeah, it's early here in California, and I'm rejoicing on the outside. I can just feel the light of God just shining brightly here on the Master's Call. So if you have dialed in, I just want to reassure you that you have dialed in and connected to the right place. And this call wouldn't even go forth if it wasn't for two women who are very, very important in my life, and I thank God for them each and every single day, and that would be Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I mean, thank you from the bottom of my heart for allowing God to give you an instruction and for you saying yes, so that every day we dial in, and we have been dialing in. We're going on 9 years here on the Master's Call, where lives have been enriched, empowered, and enhanced, and are still being enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day. So thank you, thank you, thank you to my sisters and my brothers who I serve with here on the Master's Call. Thank you for serving. Thank you for praying. Thank you for standing on the front line. And thank you for just loving on me. Man, I'm telling you, it's been some powerful words that have gone forth this week. I'm telling you, Minister Wanda, she knocked it out the ballpark yesterday. And I'm telling you, something shifted. Something shifted the atmosphere with that word that she came with yesterday. And I'm telling you, yesterday it seems like stuff was going on all through the day, all through the day. Even last night, I had went to visit my brother at his place of employment, which is Post and Bean. If you're ever here in California, a wonderful restaurant to be in. Denzel Washington was in the house last night, and so you know my soul was rejoicing just to be in the place in that atmosphere on last night. And then as I was finishing my dinner, my son called, and actually he you guys would probably call FaceTime, but I have Android and I'm not switching over to Apple or to iPhone. I'm going to keep my Android, but you know, he could FaceTime me through Facebook. So he came on, and when he came on, he had this bandage over his eye, and he goes, "Mom, you know, I just need to let you know that I had a headbutt tonight in practice, but all is well. You know, I'm going to go to the doctor and let them look at it." The trainer was there. He patched it up, and he said, "You're going to need 3 stitches, so take care of it." I said, "No weapon formed against you shall prosper." I said, "And keep on trusting and believing God has you." And I speak healing right now in the name of Jesus. And after I said that, he's like, "Okay, Mom, I'm going to go to urgent care and I'll talk to you later." Well, all is well. So no worries. All is well. All is well. I was talking to Minister Sharon yesterday. As soon as her husband walked in from work, we were on the phone and we were just, you know, talking about praise and worship and just how God is orchestrating this thing that he's doing with us early in the morning. If you haven't joined us, we invite you to join us at 40 after the hour, whatever your time zone is. For me, it's 4:40, 5:40, 6:40, 7:40. One of those time zones is yours. So we invite you to join us early in the morning as we usher in the presence of God. But Sharon called and she said, "Tiff, I need you to pray for my husband because he's not feeling good." And he walked in saying, you know, his legs felt heavy and something was going on with his chest. I said, "The devil is a liar." I said, "No, he is healed and whole in the name of Jesus." So I'm going to tell you right now, and God, I just thank you. I thank you, thank you, thank you for this day that you have made. And I will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, decrease Tiffany Paris Lauderdale and increase so that your word goes forth. Because I'm going to tell you, we all are going through the storm. We all at some time in our life will experience a storm in our lives. But you know what? The thing about it is we don't have to get stuck in the storm. We don't have to waddle and stay in the storm. We are not permanent in the storms. We go through the storms with Jesus. Hallelujah. Isn't that a blessing to know that God's promises have not expired and that he will bring us through some stuff? See, you didn't get stuck. You're not still stuck in what you was going through last week, unless you decided to sit there, unless you decided to give God that thing and you decided to take it back. You don't have to be stuck in it today. So I came here to give you some reassurance this morning. I came here to help not only you, but to help me too. So let me start with this. The storms of life will blow. They're sure to come and go. They meet me at a time when I'm calm and doing fine. But the captain of my soul, he's always on board. He rocks me in his arms while riding through the storm. While riding through the storm, Jesus holds me in his arms. I am not afraid of the stormy winds and the waves, though the clouds become high. He holds me while I ride. I found safety in the Master's arms while riding through the storm. I have no fear of the raging sea, knowing Jesus is here with me. He can speak to the wind and the waves and make them behave. All power in his hand, on sea or on dry land. I found safety in the Master's arms while riding through the storm. While riding through the storm. Hallelujah. See, we're going through the storm, but when we go through the storm, we go through the storm with Jesus, because his word declares and he promises us that he will never leave us or forsake us. Even when it feels like we're in those situations by ourselves, just rest assured that God is bringing you through. The definition of the word through means moving in one side and out of the other side, of an opening, of a channel, of a location, to continuing in time toward completion of a process or of a period. Times in our lives, there are times in our lives when we go through. Yes, we probably are saying, I don't want to go through this. Why am I going through this? Why do I have to experience that? Well, the Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver you out of them all. Not some, not a few, not one, but out of them all. So that's a promise. That promise has not expired. It has not expired. It has not expired. We think it is because we think, dang, I've been dealing with this for a long time. But then how many of us gave that thing over to God for him to work it out? And then somewhere during the course of the process, we decided to take it back and fix it ourselves. And what did we do? We didn't fix it. We just made it worse than what it was before. If we would have just waited just a few moments, if we would have waited maybe a week, if we would have waited another month, if we would have waited another year, the Lord would have completed that thing. And then it seems like we pushed the reset button when we started trying to fix it ourselves. So move out of his way and make sure that you stay in your lane, because when you get from your lane to the next lane, to the next lane, to the next lane, you're all over the place. You know, the wise women used to say, mind your own self business. Mind your own self business. If they didn't invite you in it, don't get in it. And sometimes they may try to invite you in it, but you know what? Give it back to them. Don't take it. I mean, if you're already carrying enough on your own, don't take up nobody else's stuff unless the Lord told you, just pray for them. And if he just told you to pray for them, you don't have to ask them the details of what it is that they need. Just say, okay, Lord, have your way. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Make it sweet and simple here on earth as it is in heaven. You don't have to get all in it. Don't get in the middle of it if you don't have to be. So Isaiah 54:17 say, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. It didn't say one. It didn't say a few. It says no weapon. So that means everything. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn this. is the servant of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. So nothing that comes against you is going to prosper. You stand firm on the word of God. If you haven't picked up the your Bible since Sunday when you went to church, then it's time for you to pick it up today. Don't wait for evening Bible study. If you're going to Bible study today, pick your word up and stand on the promises of God. Find three scriptures in this day that you can stand on, and that as you go through this day that you can meditate on them, that you can get just strength just knowing that the word of God is still alive and true. I just really wanted to tell you, yesterday, we on Tuesdays, we have a meeting call after the master call. It's where all of our team members come together, and Dr. Vanessa was telling us to make sure, you know, that we're suited and booted that when we go out. And then I was like, oh, you know what? That's me. You know, right after we got off the fast, it seemed like all hell just broke loose. Every day I've been in this battlefield, like really on the battlefield, on the front line. I mean, it seems like stuff was going on each and every single day. And no, it wasn't the people. It was the demonic spirits. You know, we think it's, oh, she is he, and it's, no, it's not them. It's the spirits that they allow that have been attached to them. That many times they didn't even allow it. It just happened to just land on them and stay there. So we have to be careful as we're walking to make sure we do just a spiritual check. Look at your own self in the mirror and see, hey, you know what? Am I out of line today? Am I out of alignment? What's going on with me today? You know, don't let anybody distract you from what God is telling you to do. And make sure on this day you're dressed for success. And how do you get dressed for success? Well, Ephesians 6:10-18 says you got to put on the whole armor of God. It says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. So what does that tell you? You walk in power. Put on the full armor of God, so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm. Then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. And that was from the New International Version. So TMC family, I was guilty. I have not been suited and booted. I might have put on the breastplate of righteousness, but I forgot to put on my helmet. I may have put on my helmet and forgot to pick up my sword. Yep, I'm guilty. And I'm sure I'm not the only one, but I'm going to say, starting on this day and moving forward, we got to make sure that we are suited and booted. We got to make sure that we're standing on the word of God. We got to make sure that we recognize when the enemy is coming to get us off of our mission and our mandate that the Lord has given us. See, the enemy will come because he knows that you may be one praise away from a breakthrough. The enemy will come when he knows that you are one snap away from a breakthrough. He will know when when you're one praise away from a breakthrough. He will know when you're one step away from elevation. He will know when you're one step away from promotion. He will know when you're one step away from total peace. So what does he do? He knows how to push that button. He will push it and push it and push it and push it and push it till you just give in. So don't give in today, TMC family. Don't give in today. Don't give in today. Don't give in today. 1 Corinthians 1:8 says he will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. Philippians 4:19 says, my God, our God will supply every need of ours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, that's something to rejoice about. Philippians 1:6 says, I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. See, God has your back. If nobody else does, he does. But then he'll send you some people who have your back. So TMC family, go through the storm, but go through the storm with Jesus. And I'm telling you, you already have the victory. So rejoice on this Wednesday and know that God has greater things in store for you. I love each and every single one of you. Back over to you, Minister Keisha.
Can you hear me, Minister Tiffany?
Loud and clear.
God bless you. God bless you. And thank you for that profound fire word on this morning. Hashtag suited and booted. Hashtag no weapon formed against us. Hashtag dressed for success. Putting on the whole armor of God. And hashtag standing on the word of God this morning. Thank you. I'll ask you to come back and close the call with a benediction. After a few announcements, let's go over our prayer requests. Father, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Thank you for your mouthpiece on this morning. Father, we asking you, Lord, as she poured out, Father, Lord, that you pour back in and allow her cup to run over. Father, we thank you for her. We thank you for her son, God. We thank you, Father, for blessing him and covering him under the precious blood. Father, I ask, Lord, that you continually, Father God, order their footsteps in your word. Father, we thank you right now for Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. Thank you for their mighty women of God. Thank you. Company, the Diaz de Leon family, every member, every distributor, Father God, every person in their place, oh Father, we ask, Lord, that your mighty hand and outstretched arm is upon them in their business, oh Father God, and in their bodies, Father, we declare a healthiness to be our new wealthiness, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up Mother Josie right now, Mother Oliver, Mother Blackwell, Baby Taryn, oh Father, St. Jude children and staff, Kaylon, James Jarrett, Faye, Kenneth Stowers, Kai, Sam Gleese, Jackie Henderson and family, Shar Johnson, Minister Willem, Minister Wanda, Sarah, Patricia Thomas, Gabby, Joseph Rattler, Father, Lagora Carroll, Father God, and each and every person that's going through on today. Father, we thank you right now and declare your healing virtues, Father, to flow from the crown of their head to the soles of their very feet. Move in a mighty way for each and every person, God, the ones that's been spoken of and unspoken, Father. You know them by name. We love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, to hear this powerful playback message, you can call 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. The new motivational call is right after this call and is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. The topic is prostate cancer. Thank you again, Minister Brenda, for greeting everyone and open us with that powerful prayer and that tag. We will rejoice Wednesday. And thank you also again, Minister Sharon, for singing the heavens down. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you once again, Minister Tiffany, for bringing this powerful message to us this morning. Would you come and close us with a benediction?
Thank you so much, Minister Keisha, for serving us in excellence and for hosting us today. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine, according to his power that worketh in us. Thank you, God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we thank you that on this Wednesday, as we rejoice, that we will walk in victory, and victory is ours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and walk into victory on this day. And we'll see you here or meet you here tomorrow at 4:45, 4:40, or 7:40 a.m. God bless you. We love you. Have an awesome and amazing day. Bye for now.